"Then we'll die together, Ned, my friend." My mind was made up. The Canadian left me. I went out on the platform where I could barely stand upright against the jolts of the billows. The skies were threatening, but land lay inside those dense mists, and we had to escape. Not a single day or even a single hour could we afford to lose. I returned to the lounge, dreading yet desiring an encounter with Captain Nemo, wanting yet not wanting to see him. What would I say to him? How could I hide the involuntary horror he inspired in me? No. It was best not to meet him face to face, best to try and forget him. And yet, how long that day seemed, the last I would spend aboard the Nautilus. I was left to myself. Ned Land and Conseil avoided speaking to me, afraid they would give themselves away. At 6 o'clock, I ate supper, but I had no appetite. Despite my revulsion, I forced it down, wanting to keep my strength up. At 6:30, Ned Land entered my stateroom. He told me, "We won't see each other again before we go. At 10 o'clock, the moon won't be up yet. We'll take advantage of the darkness. Come to the skiff. Conseil and I will be inside waiting for you."